Welcome to the Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitza Daf Lamed in the Art School Ois V'Hodra edition. Perek Shlishi, beginning of Halacha Gimel in the bottom of Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. So the Mishnah Behemo Mesukenes Lo Yishchot. If one has an animal who became sick and is about to die, and he wants to save the meat, he's not allowed to shechter on Yontev. Elim ken yadua shu yochol lo yochol mimeno kazayit sli miboydoim. Unless he knows he can eat a kazayis of tzli, of roasted meat, before yoyim. This is what number holds. It needs to be prepared meat in a normal way. He needs to skin the animal, to remove the skin, and clean it up, and put it on the roast. And that's going to be when he can eat the meat in that way, if he has enough time to get it ready, so then he can check this animal on Yom Tov. Rabbi Kiva Omer, afil kazayis chai mi beis tvichoso. He says, even raw meat, taking from the beis tvichoso, meaning taking directly from the animal, without skinning the animal, just having the animal the way it is when it was shechted, that's also good enough. If you can eat that raw, so you're allowed to shecht this animal on Yom Tov. Continues the Mishnah on the Flama and the Mudalaf on top. Shechto basode, if you shecht it out there in the field. Lo yivieno b'moito v'moito, different types of poles that carry the meat. Because that zilzul in Yom Tov is making too much of an effort in here. Al mivio b'yodo yivorim yivorim, you can bring it limb by limb. So the Gemara Abba b'shem Rabbona Tamon, Rabba Sanim Rabbonon of Bovil, Shachto, he shecht the animal. V'ochlu zehivim b'nei me'eo. Came wolves and ate the inside of the animal. So now there's no way to see if the animal was treif or not. K'sheru, we assume it's kosher. Shecheskas b'nei me'ayim l'kosher. We assume, if we don't know better, probably this animal is not treif. Says the Gemara, why? V'chashtoim ha'shem ha'nikvum. Who said? Maybe there's a nekev, maybe there's a hole in the b'nei me'ayim and the animal is treif. Cheskas bnei me'ayim ksheirim. There's a chazaka that we assume that it's kosher. Why does the Gemara bring this now? To explain Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that when you have a sick animal, if you could check that and eat some raw meat from it on Yom Tov, it's okay. How can you eat raw meat? You didn't check the inside of the animal. Maybe it's treifa. You see that we can rely on chazaka in a time of need. This is a time of need because if not, this animal will go to waste. So therefore, you can rely on this chazaka. Says the Gemara, Tanya v'al mevio hu algav oiro. Meaning, if the skin is still attached to the animal, you can take the animal with the skin. Kitzadu oise, what does he do? Mishayim imeno eivre echod mevia imoi. He leaves one limb connected to the skin, he takes it with it. Point said, Reb Chaim, even though earlier we said that we allow someone to use the skin because it used soifim shut chilosim according to Beis Hillel, that's a regular behemo. But behemo misukenes, a dangerous behemo, is about to die, and he's doing because he wants to save money, so they didn't allow him to take the skin on its own. Halacha da'al zog de Mishnah. Pchor shenofa lebor. The pchor is a firstborn animal. Has a gedusha. You have to bring it to Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. If in the time there's no Beis HaMikdash, so, or outside, even in the time of Beis HaMikdash, if the pchor has a mum, if the pchor has a blemish, so then you can check the outside of Beis HaMikdash and it belongs to the kohen and you can eat it as regular meat. Almost with some inyonim of gedusha, but doesn't have a din of a carbon. Now here you have a pchor that fell into a pit. So if it has a blemish, so then you can check it. If not, not. How do you know if it has a blemish or not? You have to have an expert go and check it out. So it says, pchor shenof lebor, you have a pchor that fell to the pit. Pidoi meyei, the mumcha, the expert go down, v'yirich, you'll check it out. Im yish po mum, if it has a qualified blemish, yale v'yishcha, you can bring it up to the surface and check it. Continues the Mishnah Amud Beis. V'im lav lo yishcha, if not, he can't check it. Shimon disagrees. He says, no, you don't say that the mumcha could go down and check if there's a blemish unless there was a blemish erev Yom Tov. Then you say that then you could go and check it. If you don't have a blemish erev Yom Tov, you can't check the mum on Yom Tov. As we'll see, Shimon holds ein boitki mumum b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to go and check the blemish Yom Tov. It's because you have to be misaket, because you have to be fixing, and you can't do that on Yom Tov. So the Gemara, ma'achlefa shitosoy de'av yudo. The Chor Abiyuda contradicts himself. Why? The Tanin and Tamon, we learned there, and regarding Shabbos, Abiyuda Aimeim lo yisod nevelu me'ev Shabbos. If you have an animal that died, but it did not die until Shabbos, asur lefishein emin amuchon. It's not going to be ready. In other words, it's mukta. V'alcho me'achin, here you say that if there's a blemish that was found on Yom Tov, it's going to be okay. And so the Gemara Abiyuda kedai tebiyuda goes l'shitos tebiyuda Aimein amum chetoyro. Abiyuda holds the mumcha is not toyo. Reb Chaim brings two explanations. What does it mean it's not toyo? Explanation number one means you can check it after the shechita. If someone went and checked the pchor without checking it, and after the shechita he gave it to check it by an expert. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's fine. Means that to you means it's not required to be done before shechita. So checking is not such a matter, it's not such a misakin. Mashiach Remeir argues in Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that you cannot check after shechita, it has to be done before. So what allows you to check the animal is the bdika, you can't do that in Yom Tov. The second explanation of Rabbi Chaim is, and Emuchat Toyer means, Minat Toyer, you don't need to check it. You don't have to have an expert checking the Mu'am Minat Toyer. But it's a Chumar Darabanan, so therefore you're allowed to do it in Yom Tov, it's not going to be Misakin. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that argues Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah, he holds you must check it, so if the checking is a Tikkun. And the Gemara explains, if Chudim B'Shav Abba, the Avyudahi, the Avyudah Ovad, Riyas Bechor, Kiyas Trefo. He holds a checking of Chor is like checking a Trefo. You could check treifa on Yom Tov. Why? Because the reading of treifa doesn't make it. It's not a misakin. It's just a technical thing to check if it's a treifa or not. The kavoso reading is a b'chor b'Yom Tov. So you also could check a b'chor. It's not considered to be a misakin. It's not going to be tikkun on Yom Tov. So it says the Gemara, Abiyuda boy, Abiyuda asked the question. D'mai midivrem. The issue of d'mai, of the freshest d'mai, I mean the fact that we have to take a meiser from a d'mai, which is sofik, is only din derabon. Continues the Gemara in the Flamadala from Dalaf on top. Firiyas Trefa Midivrim. Also, Midirabon, you have to check Trefa, as we said before, then that's a diuk, like the second shot of Reb Chaim. Kamoidat Omar Roim is Trefa Biyomtev. The same way you say, you could check Trefa in Yomtev, for the Kavoso Mafrishis Admai Biyomtev. The same basis, you should be allowed to do the Dmai Yomtev, and we know we don't do Afresh Admai Biyomtev. So it's really a question on the logic. If you say that Midivrim you could do on Yomtev, why can you do Afresh Admai Biyomtev? And the Gemara does not answer this question. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzah Daf Lamed.